Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim's back in Greentree, and he's got more, including a preview of tonight's Pirates-Nationals game in this update powered by Bowser Nissan, Route 51 South on top of the hill.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. And we got Joe Musgrove coming off the disabled list, or he's scheduled to come off the disabled list and start tonight as the Pirates try to make it three straight wins against Washington. Right-hander Jeremy Hellickson, who has a pretty good track record pitching at PNC Park, scheduled to start for them at 7:05 on the Fan. Our pregame coverage from the ballpark beginning at 5:40. If and when Musgrove comes off the DL, a corresponding move will have to be made. Gregory Polanco, the hero last night, as he drove in two runs in the first inning with a single, and then he hit a two-run homer in the second inning as the Pirates jumped out 6-1 and beat Washington 6-3, their second straight win. Corey Dickerson in the leadoff spot last night had two hits. He scored.
Welcome back to the Cook and Pony Show. We are live from Sun Chevy here in McMurray as we're celebrating their Customer Appreciation Day. It's also a day to honor first responders here in Western Pennsylvania, so we're happy that they invited us here for this event, and we're honored to be broadcasting for the next 3 hours from this location. So Damian Woody played on Patriot Super Bowl winning teams, went to the Pro Bowl, and he was asked on ESPN about the need to sign Le'Veon Bell, and he said that it was imperative for them to get a long-term deal done. And then he was asked, okay, why? And he went on to say that Le'Veon Bell was the most important player on the Steelers roster.
Well, I think you can argue that. I don't think it's a totally outrageous statement. I mean, I think the quarterback always is the most important guy, and you can argue Antonio Brown. But
let's hear why he feels that way. Hit it, Joe.
Le'Veon. When I look at Le'Veon, who to me is the best all-around back in the National Football League, reminds me of Marshall Faulk back in The Greatest Show on Turf. You know, that offense was prolific. Obviously, Kurt Warner and Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. But it was really Marshall Faulk who was the engine behind that whole thing because of his versatility. Not only is a great runner, but out of the backfield. And that's the dimension that Le'Veon Bell brings. You know, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, when Le'Veon Bell plays, when he gets 20 carries or more, they're 28-4. 20 carries or less, 14-16. That's a profound effect at the running back spot and just shows you the importance of having a guy like Le'Veon Bell because he sets the table for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. As great as Antonio Brown is, okay, he's the best receiver in the game. Big Ben, good. Big Ben is still a really good quarterback. He's not what he used to be, but to me, Le'Veon Bell is the cog to that Pittsburgh offense that makes them so dangerous.
I have no problem with that opinion. I
don't think it's right.
I'm not necessarily going to say that I would sign him for whatever he wants just to keep him. But I'm glad he's going to be here for next year. And I believe you could argue that he is the most valuable guy. You could argue for Antonio. And as I said, the quarterback, you have to have a quarterback or it doesn't matter what else you have. But he is a unique player that he never has to leave the field. Ben has talked about how valuable that is when they run the no-huddle offense because you don't need to bring an extra wide receiver on the field. He can be the extra wide receiver. So I don't think it's an outrageous opinion. I would probably say that he's third. I would put Ben 1 and Brown 2, but I don't think it's a crazy opinion.
Well, I just happen to think it's the wrong one. If you're telling me that there's one guy on their team who they can ill afford to lose the most, the guy that is what are you saying there that their success, the guy that is most responsible for it offensively is Bell. And he cites that 20 carry stat that they're 28-4 when he touches it 20 or more times and they're 14-16, excuse me. They're a losing team when they don't. I know this, when Le'Veon Bell misses games, and he misses a lot of them, in the last 5 years when he's been out, the Steelers still have a winning record. They're 11-8. And three of those losses came his rookie year when they started 0-4. So if you want to throw those out, they're 11-5 their last 16 games without him. Does that sound to you like he's a irreplaceable player? Not me.
Oh, I think he's absolutely irreplaceable on this team, but I think Antonio is also, and Ben. That's why if any one of those three go down early, I don't give them a lot of chance to make the playoffs. So I would say, yes, he's irreplaceable.
So equal to Ben and Brown. Then.
He's right in that conversation. Now, again, I think I just put him third, right? I said Ben one, Brown two. But I think he could put a hat over all three of them as being incredibly valuable to this team.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're not going to rank guys and we're going to say that they're all really good players,
well,
they are.
Did rank them, though. I said Ben 1, Brown 2, Bell 3. But I think if Bell gets hurt, they're done.
Well, this particular year. Okay.
This particular year. Now, he leaves as a free agent next year. You find another running back. Maybe I'll change my tune. But I'm talking about right now the way this team is built. They're counting on him.
Well, last 2 years ago, they started 3-1 without him. Because he was suspended for four games?
I'd have to look it up, but it sounds right.
Yeah, and they were not a great defensive team back in 2016. If they've won 11 of their last 16 games without him, I can't say that he's irreplaceable.
Okay.
How do you do that, Ron? I mean, how do you,
I just
how
said
do
you, it. I don't know what you want me to say. If he goes down tomorrow, I give
done?
Him no chance of making the playoffs. Is James Conner going to be your star running back? He took 40% of the offense last year.
Let's put that.
I mean, don't make me sound like I'm stupid saying that he's irreplaceable.
Okay, but let's,
because I think he is.
So let's put that to the audience.
As much
then.
As anybody can be irreplaceable.
Let's take that sentence by you.
You or I aren't irreplaceable.
Let's see if people. What's that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying.
Nobody's
irreplaceable.
Let's put your sentence.
In a football sense.
Let's put your sentence to the audience and see what they say.
Okay.
Your point is, if he gets injured, they have no chance of making the playoffs.
Very little.
Zero.
Very little.
No chance.
The same as Ben and Brown, though.
So
too.
If Bell gets hurt, who wins the division?
I don't know.
You like the Bengals?
I'd have to like Baltimore or the Bengals.
You
make a good point about them being in a lousy division. That is true. To a degree.
I guess I should say
I don't see him winning a playoff game. But the division's bad, but I still wouldn't like their chances without him. I think he's a great player.
So do I.
And so is Ben, and so is Bob.
But we saw the Patriots win a Super Bowl without the best tight end in NFL history.
The Patriots' defense in the second half of the season was much better than what the Steelers
were. It
wasn't in the first half. It stunk in the first half.
We saw
half.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl last year without the guy that would have won the MVP award had he stayed healthy,
right?
Carson Wentz. So guys have been able to overcome injuries. In terms of who – see, I think if Roethlisberger got hurt, I think your statement has merit.
I just said I put him number one.
Right,
But I think all three are right there.
See, I think the quarterback
and
is
I think
so
Pouncey,
much more
Pouncey
important.
Pouncey is an incredibly important guy on this team, too.
I know that he didn't rate this way with the NFL player rankings, but I think Ben for them is way more important than Brown and Bell. If they had to go through a full season.
Ben was 18 or something. It's not like they rated him low.
But he was lower than both those
guys. He was a sixth quarterback pick.
I mean, if they had to go through a full season with Landry Jones and or Mason Rudolph as their quarterback, I think they would max out at about 8 or 9 wins.
The quarterback's the most important guy, no question.
But Woody's saying he's not. He's saying that Bell is – that the running back is more important on this team than the quarterback or the wide receiver. And I just,
you know
I,
what?
I can't.
It's an opinion. Like everybody else has and knows, everybody is entitled to it. This is also the same guy who said Tampa Bay should cut and break ties with Jameis Winston.
Right. Which I don't think is an outrageous opinion at all.
Well, then your argument about the quarterback being so valuable was a moot point.
No, but not really, because Winston's been terrible. Has Jameis Winston been good in the NFL?
He's been better than a lot of quarterbacks. He's not Ben. I wouldn't put him in the top 10, but I don't think he's horrible.
In the top 20.
I don't even who's their backup.
Fitzpatrick, who's been better in his career than Winston
good
has.
Good luck with that.
Jameis Winston, 18-27 in his career as a starting quarterback. One winning record. He went 9-7 in 2016. So Damian Woody says that Le'Veon Bell's their most important player, and that's why they need to re-sign him. He cited the 20 carry stat. If the Steelers don't have Bell involved in the offense, they're a losing team. They're 14-16 in Bell's career when he doesn't touch the ball at least 20 times. Ron thinks that the Steelers would basically have no chance of making the playoffs if Bell were injured or if he weren't on the roster. Which doesn't bode well for 2019, Ron, if you feel that way.
Well, no, I'm talking about whether the team is built now. You know he's not going to be here next year. You find another running back. You draft a running back.
Yeah, you got $15 million to spend.
You have some money to find somebody. Right now, I'm talking about their commitment is to him.
And if they had to go forth with James Conner and a committee of running backs,
I don't like their chances.
You know, I don't think they could win a Super Bowl without Bell. I think they'd
haven't won one with him.
I still think they'd win the division without him.
You know, your point is a good one about the division. It is so bad. I keep thinking of the old days when Baltimore and the Steelers would have absolute wars. They haven't made the playoffs in 3 years in a row, four of the last five. How does John Harbaugh keep his job?
Because he won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years, 6 years, I guess, would be the answer to that.
Apparently he almost got fired after last season.
When you lose at home to the Bengals and they've
owners,
got nothing to play
the
for.
The owner said it publicly that he considered it. So,
412-928-9370. Who is the Steelers' most valuable player? Ben, Brown, Bell? Here's Patrick with the take. Hi, Patrick.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to go back to the Damian Woody comment. I think that you could just about say that about any running back in the NFL. If you're running the ball more than 20 times, 9 times out of 10, you're winning the game. If you're running the ball less than 20, 9 times out of 10, you're losing the game.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like I don't have the stat in front of me, but I think the last 3 years, when Ben attempts more than 30 passes, the Steelers have a losing record. And is that an indictment on Ben? Does that mean that they shouldn't have him make as many plays? I don't see it that way.
Means that they're behind a lot.
Right.
Yeah, they're behind, and he's actually a risk taker, you know. He's willing to try to fit it into that hole where other people will just take it and, you know, fall down and take the sack. But I just wanted to make that comment. Thanks, guys.
So do you think it's Roethlisberger then? I mean, that's got to be.
Now, was his point carries or touches?
I think rushing attempts,
you
said.
Because, you know, if he gets a 20 rushing attempts and catches 8 passes, that's 28 touches.
Right.
And that's just as valuable to me as 20 carries.
I'm looking up Roethlisberger here. Last year in 2017, when he threw the ball 30 times, what their record was?
Well, they only lost 3 games, so
1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2, 6-2, 7-2, 8-2, 9-2, 9-3. He had 66 pass attempts against the Ravens in December,
and they still won the game.
They won the game 39-38. 66
pass attempts.
I can't
even remember that game.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't even remember that game.
66 pass attempts. Here's Joe.
All
right, that's not going to work here. Too much noise. Ted's next. Hi, Ted.
Hey, what's up, Cooper Pony? Hey, real quick.
Hey, man.
Hey,
Ted.
Bell is very important, but the Steelers suck in the red zone, man. You look at their stats, they do not finish drives. So, you know, you put Bell or anybody else in the backfield, if you're not finishing drives, you're not going anywhere.
Well, he had 9 touchdowns last year. I think as an offense they did rank in the bottom half of the league in red zone efficiency, which is hard
to. Yeah, it's called number
8. That talent, there's no reason for that.
Yeah, they were 18th. That's bad.
That's bad, man. And Ben only ranks like 15th in passing. You know, look at the talent you have on here. And even with Pouncey to me, is overrated. I'll just be honest. I'm not impressed, especially when they get in the red zone. They can't put the ball in the zone, man. And to me, that should be hopped on with anything else, no matter who's running the ball. If you can't get in the end zone, you're not scoring points yourself or field goals.
Well, so then who are you holding most culpable for their red zone struggles? The coordinator, well, the offensive line, the quarterback, who?
Well, they fired off as a coordinator, so what we're going to see. I hold Tomlin, especially as, you know, he's the head coach. That's something that should be on everybody's locker in the office.
He's responsible for everything, isn't he? Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
He is.
And he was almost,
I'm not quite sure how you blame their problems on Pouncey, but that's okay.
Well, he hasn't been impressive.
I think Pouncey's the best center in the league, and I think he's a wonderful player and their best offensive lineman, all due respect to DeCastro. We can, you know, look at it differently, I guess.
Do you think that Pouncey's more valuable than Bell?
No. No.
So if Pouncey got
but
hurt.
But he's real close.
So if Pouncey got hurt, you'd still pick him to win a playoff game?
I'd pick him to get to the playoffs anyway. Although, you know, I wrote about this in the PG tomorrow. I wrote about the I was off last week. I assume you talked about Pro Football Focus and
the roster.
The rosters. And they have Pouncey as a poor player.
Yeah.
And I went back and found, you know, DeCastro said He's by far our leader and best player. Ben goes, he's the best in the league. Those players worship him. I'm going to trust their judgment more than Pro Football Focus at this point.
Damian Woody says that Le'Veon Bell is the Steelers' most important player, and that's why they need to sign him to a long-term deal. Their offense hinges and centers on him. It's his success that means the most. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. Do you think that he's the Steelers' best offensive player? Is that a ridiculous statement or not? 412-928-9370. And if something were to happen to Bell, do you think the Steelers would still make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's Cook & Pony.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.